back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage.
You got Manny MUA and Laura Lee in the house.
Oh my God, I said, and some hoes. And we also got some hoes out there. And you guys are hoes.
And that's Tyler.
He's the honorary hoe. He's the honorary third co-host.
Period. We need to have him back in here eventually.
Absolutely. And also, like, we have, like, the little camera, too.
Yes.
Plus the audio. I think it actually works kind of great.
Gorgeous.
I think it looks fantastic. But anyways, today's guys, what's today's video about, Laura?
Baby, today we are going to have to just deep dive into what the heck is going on Instagram, because I feel like through TikTok and influencers, this conversation keeps getting a little more fired up about what's going on with Instagram.
I see more about it every single
week. It's getting really aggressive. It's getting really negative, people's opinion about it. And we're here to kind of break down why we think that is and what we think's happening.
Mm-hmm. We want to do a little deep dive.
A deep dive.
A little 30 meter. Have you seen that girl on TikTok that jumps off the 30 meter?
I sure do. I can't figure it out.
You saw it too?
I can't figure it out. She takes the camera up there with her.
Yes. Yeah. When she like walks across the thing.
It's terrifying.
Bro, I went on like a deep dive. I mean that in a punny way. Deep dive.
Did you know?
And I was watching like all her videos.
And it was shocking.
It was
they're
so
all dive
shocking.
Videos.
She's an icon. She's a legend. She's everything.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think we should start with our pecan pit.
I think you're right.
What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely correct.
All right, Manny.
Should I start?
I want you to start.
Bye. Okay, guys, so I'm going to start off with my peak.
Your peak. I want to hear your peak.
I'll start with my peak. You guys, I think my peak for the week is actually starting to look for new houses.
A new house.
I am finally into the point in like this like moving journey where I can like start looking for things.
How exciting.
I'm so excited.
It's stressful, but it's a blessing. Like, it's so fun to like look at new houses.
It's hard because I kind of want to have a contingency where it's like someone buys my place and I can buy someone else's place in a way where it's like that transaction is more like easy when like during escrow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I want, but it's harder to find because the market is so like volatile right now.
Especially guys, he's like moving around in LA, and LA is just like Lower California in general. And honestly everywhere, but out here.
It's really rough
waters.
It's rough. Speaking of rough waters, I've been rewatching all of Pirates of the Caribbean.
I have too.
No, you haven't.
Ask Ty, haven't I been rewatching Pirates?
I'm upset. I'm on movie. I just finished three last night. So
I've been jumping around every night.
Bro, I love it. That's so right. I didn't even know that.
I just hadn't watched him in a while. And I'm like, well, speaking of Johnny Depp.
No, right. Absolutely. I was like, I haven't watched him forever. I want to watch him. And I've been loving it. But it's just, you know, it's very hairy out in these streets. So it's hard. The housing market is so fucking intense.
It is. And it's like, as soon as you get your hopes up and like want a place.
It's gone. Gone. And literally, that's why I haven't been looking. Like, I haven't looked at all. Because I don't want to give myself like all these like false hope, and because they've been flying off. Luckily, I feel like it's calmed down a little bit. Like the houses aren't flying off the shelves like they were, where it's like they'd be on fucking Redfin or Zillow and one day they'd be gone.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how it was. It was like immediate. So I'm glad that it's a little bit calmer, but I'm ready to sell my place. I'm ready to get out where I've been for the last several years. I feel like it's just time.
It's the next chapter.
It's next chapter, especially my parents are moving down to San Diego, Nick's moving down to San Diego. I don't want to be as far as I am out right now.
Are you scared you're going to be lonely without Nick?
A little.
Yeah.
I do think that. I think I might get lonely. But I think if I thought also, like, if I do get lonely, I might pick up, like, a hobby or might just do something. Like, I might, like,
that's, like, a really good thing.
Want to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just being, like,
you seem
sad.
To be good at doing that anyways.
I naturally, like, am pretty good at it. So are you.
I'm doing pottery. I ride bikes, workout.
You literally,
oh, honey,
like,
I'm booked and busy.
You're doing your thing.
I'm like, I do puzzles, card games. We're super into games.
Absolutely, we love
like,
it.
We love all
I
the things.
I think that for me, though, like the hard things to do like alone are like, I haven't ever gone to the movies by myself. Like I've always thought like that was difficult for me. Like I've eaten at restaurants before, but not like dine-in restaurants. More so like at like a fast food place. I'll like go by myself, don't mind. Where I'm like sitting inside there, but like at like a, go to a host, it's like, oh, it's just me. I've really done that.
I feel like you could do
try.
Oh, do you now?
I do, because I want to see if I always feel like so self-conscious. Someone's going to look at me and be like, that's so sad. Because you know, like, if
I'm going to record you out by yourself and be like, wow, he has
fucking
no friends.
Loser. The thing is, like, whenever I see, like, let's say I see an old person and they're by themselves eating in a restaurant.
Manny, that's because they're ancient. That's why it's sad. You're not going to be like that. Lisa. Like, you're, yes.
No, but I look at them, I'm like, oh my God, this poor, I almost, like, want to be like, come eat with me. Like,
right.
You know, like, I just feel bad.
Yeah, me too.
And so I kind of want to be that, but yeah, I'm excited for the journey.
I think it's gonna be really amazing.
Thank you.
My peak for the week, I just got an article and it's so good. It's on Camille Styles, which she's super respected blogger. Mm-hmm. And she did an article on me and my Sunday scary. So if you guys don't know what Sunday scaries are, is when you have that anxiety that the work week's starting and like you can't be at peace on Sunday night because you know it's like
Monday's coming
and the weekend is over. So I just think life's all about trying as hard as you possibly can to enjoy that last little sliver of a break instead of like daunting it and taunting it with Monday. I hate Monday too, guys.
I do too, dude.
I always pack my Monday out with everything.
You do.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Notoriously, like you're
Ty
known
looked
for
at
it.
Me the other day and goes, you really don't let a second go to waste during the
on
week,
Mondays.
Do you? Yeah. I was like, I don't. Like, I use every second of a Monday to get something productive done. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I definitely dread it at times, but I've like done so many things to combat that. And part of that is going ahead and jumping into Monday on Sunday night. I'm like, we'll just start
now. Start early. It's fine.
We'll just start early because I like to like get my planner out every Sunday night and then fill it out with everything we're doing that week. Because if I like physically write it, I'll remember it.
That's how I was in college. Whenever I would write something down in note cards, I remember them way
more.
Easier.
So that's kind of what I do. And I like literally write down every TikTok I plan to film because a lot of the content we do does seem spur of the moment, but none of it is really.
Totally.
I mean, most of it's, you know, saved and planned out content. Mm-hmm. So
for me, it can be spur or it can be completely
planned out.
It just kind of like last night I did one completely spur.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, I'll say that one. I'll do that in like a couple of days.
Right.
You know, it just depends.
So anyways, it was a really good article. I read it. We can link it down below if you guys want to read it.
Absolutely.
I'm like patting myself on the back. But
link it.
I just love the way it was written and it made me really happy. So I feel like
that's peak. Absolutely a peak. Anything that makes you smile or happy, that's a peak.
All right. What's your pit, Manny?
Okay, my pit. Okay, so this happens to me like every June. Is like I feel like
okay,
it's the same pit.
Yep.
For me, my pit is when Pride Month is June. It's like notoriously Pride Month. And a lot of brands will reach out to me during Pride Month and they're
and
like
Pride Month only.
And they're like, we would love to send you our Pride collection of this, like, to see if you would, like, snap and talk about it. And I think that for me, it's become this, like, virtue signaling with the LGBTQ plus IA community during Pride, that brands want to work with gay people, lesbian, everyone, every spectrum, because they want to get that gay dollar, or mm-hmm. they want to say, like, mm-hmm. oh, look, we are inclusive. But for me, it's not about only working with gay people in June.
Yeah.
So to me, like, that's kind of like a pay. I mean, it's cool and I'm grateful for opportunities that come up.
But are they randomly reaching out throughout the year to send you regular products that don't have rainbows on?
No. And it's always a rainbow thing too. And it's like, yeah, rainbow. Like, I mean, obviously it's like the gay symbol, but it's, for me, it just becomes so redundant every single year and it becomes the same thing. And it's like, brands only want to work with me during this month. And it's like, I appreciate opportunities. It's not like I don't.
Of course.
But I wish that it was opportunities year long, and mm-hmm. it wasn't just like, oh, let me get the gay quota.
Right.
You know, because that's how I feel sometimes.
They're like,
I feel
filling, like, that quota for June.
Yes, I feel like they're trying to fill this, like,
well, it
gay
comes
quota.
Across disingenuous.
Yes, like pandering, originally, all those kind of things. I feel like it just comes across so like, oh, it's June, time to hit the gays.
Crank out the rainbow merch. Yes. You know, it feels very
bro,
that.
Bro, some of the fucking merch, like, I've seen like full rainbow suits.
And just like tacky stuff that it's like, come so on. Not- It's I feel good. Like the brands like miss the good. Point sometimes.
They miss it so heavily, like with the, when it comes to like any of that stuff. I feel like, sure, some people like love fully rainbowed out things, but for me, I would never wear like a full suit that's only rainbow. It's just not my vibe, it's not my thing. I would love like tiny, like for me, like for example, I think that would be kind of cute, like let's say Air Force Ones, if like my soles were rainbow.
Right.
And it's like all white, but like the sole is rainbow.
And it's not like or, a clown glitter shoe.
Exactly. Or it's like, or it's just the Nike swoosh that's a rainbow. Like
a detail. A detail. It's not like we're flashing it in your face. Yes. Which seems like that's kind of where this is headed.
Absolutely. And I think it just kind of every single June, it just gets on my nerve.
Yeah.
Like it just does. I can't help but see like.
Well, you're a gay man, everywhere. So like.
Yeah, it just annoys me. Like, you're the I'm one. Like, it's every single June that you just see like these huge companies with
come out of
their little like rainbow, like, hey, like we like gays too. And it's like, girl, do you really though?
But keep the same energy year round.
Keep the same energy in August.
Keep this, yeah.
And in September.
And in September
I
and
want
October.
It, like, keep the same vibes going. Like, don't
just
give
like
opportunities.
Make rainbow stuff year round.
No,
it's
just
like support.
Opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities. Support. Working with, mm-hmm. even support. And then it makes
across
big,
the board.
Oh, across the board.
Like, give LGBTQ plus people opportunities that you would give hetero people opportunities throughout the year and not just the months
of
like, let's say having like a gay face of a product for just June.
Cause it's like starting to seem like this is for sales.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's literally what it, like, I feel like it is for sales.
Yeah.
So that's just my,
that's
my
a pit. All right.
It's just an annoyance.
That counts as a pit.
It counts.
I have a random one. I
give
didn't,
it.
Here's the tea. I didn't really have a good pit. So we're going to use this one.
Mine was not a great pit either, but it's just something
it was
on my mind.
It was a good thing to bring up, but we went snorkeling, which is always a great time.
I haven't snorkeled in years, by the way.
I feel like I probably haven't either.
Yes.
Love it. Love swimming. It's all fun. It was interesting, though.
Wait, what? My favorite part, when we're snorkeling, we look at each other at the exact same time, and we're like, we're good.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, you're like, I'm done. I was like,
me
too.
We had these masks in mouth here, like,
and we look at each other like,
I was like, let's go. And,
and it was like 15 minutes, I'm like,
I feel like we saw the fish.
We saw
the coral.
We witnessed it.
It's time to wrap it
yeah,
up. Yeah. Ty's literally in the bottom of
get
the ocean.
Your ass over here, Tyler.
I
like
could
the
not
last
even
one in the
find
boat.
Him. He was the last one in the boat. Honey, yeah. The videographer just filmed him the entire
time.
No,
literally.
I was like, I didn't even get a picture. It was so good, though. Ty can dive so deep.
It's
and
crazy.
He's like a pro at anything, pretty much. But, you know. We saw what we saw.
We saw what we saw.
And it was time to get back on the boat for
us. Yep.
So we did. It's like interesting. Whenever we got out of the boat, a lot of people had like this rash like and whelping on them. And I've seen it before on people after the salt water, but I didn't know what it was. And the people explained that there's like particles that's kind of like jellyfish, like micro in the water. And they get on your skin and just fresh water helps it. You don't really have to do anything. But it's like interesting. But then we're like on the boat ride back and like I have a towel over my legs because cold water splashed in me. So I was just covering them. And I felt these stings, like a insect stinging me. Yeah, I was like, ow, ow. Like so I lift almost. My towel and there's like this insect on my leg and it stung me twice. And I'm like, how the fuck?
I'm in my calves.
I'm like, I'm in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and an insect is attacking me.
It's like has wings on it. Yeah. It looks like a really long ant.
I still have two distinctive strange. Like bruises. When you showed me,
I was like, wait, you literally have two red I've never bruises.
Like had like a purpley bruise from an insect bite before.
What do you think it was?
I have no idea. There's no way
it
was an ant.
I won't believe it.
It's I just like, won't buy it.
It was too big and girthy.
It was so big and I've been bit by an ant like so many times. Right, and it doesn't necessarily feel like a sting, like a sharp burning sting. It feels like a bite. Uh-huh, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I don't know what it was, but anyways, I just found that to be very interesting and inconvenient.
It was inconvenient. It was. And then we also had a fucking rash on our neck too.
I got the rash on the neck. Manny looked at me and was like, itching or something? What's going on?
Why is your neck inflamed?
I was like, you know what? It's itching real
bad. It is actually itching. I'm like, get my water bottle. Take it. Go. And Douse yourself.
It literally got rid of the itch instantly. Though.
It was like, crazy. Instantly. The microbes were staying on your skin and they were stinking you like little jellyfishes.
So what's interesting, if you rub my neck now, the skin feels like sandpaper.
You're joking. Yeah. From that?
You should go like that.
Oh my God, it does, you guys.
It feels gappy.
It feels like a cat's tongue.
Yeah.
No, not nearly. You're so soft, but it does feel rougher than your regular skin.
Doesn't it feel rough? Isn't that interesting?
That's so weird.
I don't
know. Tyler, does your stomach feel like that?
Isn't that strange?
No? No.
The ocean is a mysterious place.
And the thing is, I don't feel like I belong.
I love the ocean.
I don't feel like I belong.
Tyler forced Manny to get in the water.
He literally forced me. At, like, he was just like,
and you're getting in the water.
You're getting in the water. And I was like, no, no, I think I might pass.
These two argue so much. I love it.
It's because we argue for Laura's affection.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I am the other man in her life. And that's that.
And Ty's throwing Manny off a boat into the water.
And the thing is, Tyler thinks that he can, like, always, like, beat me at stuff.
Them two go at it, honey.
We're competitive with each other.
They are. Y'all should see them play a card game. And I'm literally just sitting there like.
I want Laura. Sometimes I wish Laura was more competitive because it's more fun to beat someone when they're competitive.
They're competitive.
I'm like, yeah, you little bitch.
Yep. And I'm like, all right, well.
You won.
You won. You and got I'm like, me.
You aren't even sad about it.
Pretty much.
But no, it was, that was actually really wild because Tyler also had it all over his body. His whole stomach had like whelps, inflamed.
Kind of crazy. Are you ready to jump in to what's going on? We're going to take a break and then we'll be back.
We're going to jump in. Okay, deal.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we are back from our break that we had that was 2 seconds long.
We didn't go anywhere.
We didn't go anywhere. But you guys, let's talk about
what's
going
on. Is
this era the death of Instagram?
Is it?
Look at this.
That's his talent. That's Manny's hidden talent. When people ask him, do you have any hidden talents?
I can fart with my hand. So, do you know what's funny? So, this is a random side note. I'm on a tangent. Zorro, my mom's dog, He doesn't like when I do this. He gets scared.
Why?
I don't know. So, like, I did it the other day. I was just kind of doing it, whatever.
He's a timid man.
And he'll, like, go up to it, and I did it, and he literally booked it.
No.
He was, like, scared. And then I started doing it again.
Of course.
And he was, like, over there, and he's, like, I was, like, come here. And he wouldn't come to me.
That's so interesting for such a dainty noise.
I know. It's so random. But you guys, okay, so let's talk about when we feel like it started. Instagram obviously is an app, you guys.
It's an app. It used to be a picture app.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Erin about this the other day because it's always an interesting take on this because she's just in younger. High school. She's younger. She's Gen Z. And I'm like, what's your take on it? And obviously, the Gen Z do prefer TikTok. I mean, that's no denying it.
Yeah,
I think that is a little bit of the shift right then and there. Yeah. It's just like the youth.
Younger audience.
They're preferring TikTok over Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I think, and Erin was even bringing this up to me. She was like, I think like when they switched that algorithm so heavily where you were like getting pictures 3 days later on your feed and it was just like all over the place showing people you don't follow. And that happened like around 2020, I believe.
2020. I feel like 2020 is when the shift started.
That's whenever you like see a lot of shift in people's opinions on Instagram and it gets really aggressive and you're constantly seeing people wanting chronological order.
So I also think that a lot has to do with the fact that Instagram has become an app that likes to take inspo from a lot of different apps. And I'm not saying Instagram's the only one. A lot of apps do this. So they naturally will see what their competitors are doing with their apps and they would implement something similar to it on their own app personally. Mm-hmm. So Instagram's done this with, let's say, so Reels, obviously TikTok inspiration. Snapchat, aka Stories on Instagram, obviously an inspiration. IGTV, long form content, YouTube inspiration.
Which they end up taking away, which is very interesting to see. It's like,
no, it's still there.
Is IGTV still there? Yes, you
can.
I didn't even know you could
do it. People don't really do it, but
you remember you used to have a tab on your feed, and I guess they just took the tab away.
You can do it on the computer.
Okay, got it.
If you're logged into your thing. So they've taken, just how all those apps, like all have different formats that they've taken from other apps. Have you noticed that like a lot of them really haven't taken from like Instagram?
See, that's the thing. None of them are turning into a picture app.
A photo app.
None of them. So maybe that's why Instagram's like,
Like we should start doing other stuff too.
Because they're not taking our ideas. Yeah. We're just taking theirs. So they're like, maybe we have to evolve.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it seems like they try everything very abruptly.
It is. It's a very harsh change very quickly. Obviously in 2020, like we were saying, the algorithms kind of started getting a little bit more heavy, a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
Is when it's like, oh, like, the suggesting new people thing, that's a big one.
Yeah.
The explore page changed up. The fact that you weren't seeing people's that you follow's photos for days.
Like if you're not consistently liking and commenting, you can kiss those people goodbye because they will hide their post. And you want to see their post. You
just
want
to share it. It's
the they thing share is, your stuff. You in order for me to get someone's post to show up on my feed, I have to like comment and like heavily. Like it can't just be every now and again. It has to be like I'm in their business, liking, watching all their stories in order to see them consistently, and it's too much.
But that's kind of annoying too. It's annoying. Like, I don't want to be up someone's ass just to see their
shit. Just to see their shit. I would love to see what everyone's up to. Totally, but like
casually.
Yeah, casually.
That's what we follow them for.
Right.
The whole also, I don't like the suggested following thing either, where it's like you're scrolling someone else's photo. It's someone else's photo completely. And it's like, do you want to follow this person? And I don't.
That's is strange because the culture is so different. Like on TikTok, like if you want that, you go to the For You page.
Yes.
And you watch, like you're doing it on your own. But like if you're under on TikTok following, it doesn't push random people in to disrupt your content. Right, it's your people content. That you follow. Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like there was a lot of shifts very, very quickly. The whole hiding the likes thing.
So then
that became a huge thing.
It wasn't even like hiding. They straight up took likes away.
Yep.
From, I know Canada lost and different countries, but then they just chose random people in the United States. Like I know a couple influencers personally that live in LA, they just lost their likes and they can't see likes on other people's posts. And I mean none or their own.
Which is so wild to me.
But then they like stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then and they never. But then they never gave those people their likes back.
Right.
So like still that gone. Doesn't make any sense.
There's a lot of glitches. And because of, the reason that I feel like they glitch so often is because of how heavy the algorithm shifts. And when they introduce something, like for example, when they introduced Reels altogether, that was such a huge like platform change.
I feel like the app was down for so long. Oh yeah. Too.
It's like everything, like stories was a mess, explore page was a mess, your homepage was a complete disaster. And I feel like it just became this video forward app, which listen, like a lot of apps are video forward, which is fine, but Instagram started off as a picture app. I think a lot of people were like, well, where are we gonna post like our like pretty photos then? Or like things like that. Where can we post that?
The thing is, when they implement something new, I don't understand the point of pushing out pictures just for videos. Why can't we do both?
Totally.
And they're like, because we're going to force your bitch asses to make videos. Like, you're not going to post pictures because they're like, we're going to make this TikTok whether you guys want it to be TikTok or not. And that's like the vibe I'm feeling.
Same.
I have three pretty gnarly glitches, too, that I deal with every day and that are still happening.
You're
I can
kidding.
Show you on my Instagram. One day, I spent 2 hours doing my makeup and filming a reel simultaneously. So I'm doing a bunch of different transitions and I'm like pausing, doing this part of my makeup, going back and doing it. So I spent 2 hours doing it. I was very frustrated, but I did it. I drafted it the next day. It was a good time to post. I go to post it. I hit post. It loads, vanishes. The reel vanishes. The reel is gone. The reel never existed. It's not in my drafts. It never posted. It just glitched out and like
it was just. You can't get it back.
You can't get it back. And I even contacted someone I knew at Instagram just to see if there was anything because I was so frustrated. I wanted to cry just because I took 2 hours. That's filming an entire YouTube video for me. Like that time frame of like doing makeup and spending that much time on a piece of short content. Like that's crazy
short content.
To me. That's crazy to me.
Right.
And to get nothing for that because the app is so glitchy, like it literally almost brought me to tears just because of my frustration.
Right.
And I reached out to my contact at Instagram and they like, there's just nothing. So
we
that,
also do it for a living.
Yeah.
We also
right.
our social media
so
like,
it's not like, oh, wow,
well,
girl. Like,
oh, darn.
You can get your makeup look up. Like, no, I didn't film it again.
Right. No,
and
I wouldn't film it again.
And to this day, I've
me?
Never filmed another piece of contact. Content
in
reels because I'm so scared
totally.
That I'm gonna.
I've never filmed it in reels either.
I'm so scared.
I've only ever uploaded because I'm also scared of that as well. I don't want it to be glitched out.
Okay, I have a few more that I deal with every single day.
Give it to me. I love hearing this.
So do you
I mean,
know
terrible,
what people
love,
will reply to your IG story and they're like, you know, even if they don't follow you and you don't follow, or they do follow you, they can. Everyone can reply to my IG stories, right?
Yes.
So if you go on my Instagram, you want to chat with me, it goes in a section under all replies, meaning not the people I follow, all replies.
Yep.
Mine doesn't load.
What do you mean?
So watch. So whenever I try, and it's been like this for months, top requests doesn't load. Watch.
All requests.
It just doesn't work. Like it literally just doesn't work. So sometimes I'll let my phone sit there like this for like 30 minutes and then it'll, there it goes. So
it
now it did. But normally it takes me a lot longer than that. Like I'll but just like, let
that
the
took forever.
You saw how it doesn't switch over to all requests. It stays at top requests.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult for me. It's always been like that for me
too.
That's
so weird.
It's so hard for me to see what you guys are applying to me because it won't load them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my third one.
Give it.
This is crazy. So I've attempted to film a reel in Reels.
Yes.
And there, when you set the timer for a song, so you set timer and then you hit play and then you're ready to do your thing, mm-hmm. their music is off by 3 seconds. So whatever you're trying to voice over, whatever you're trying to do, if you set the timer, the music cuts off in about 3 seconds. Like it starts 3 seconds in. So if it's like, let's say the voiceover is like, you know, like, oh, my life is falling apart, it would start at life is falling apart or like falling apart.
Like it misses the
first
portion.
And so you have to start talking before the camera's actually playing.
Got it.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, and I'm like, your app is literally making me crazy.
But it's so frustrating.
I've never had any of these issues on the other apps.
Because they're built for that. Because those apps are built for those things. And so when you have an app that's not built for that and they implement these things, there's always going to be hella glitches because it's literally coding. It's constant wild coding.
But it's like, I feel like they're moving too fast and so hungry to chase after what other apps are doing. And while I respect that and I understand they're trying to keep up with the times and you have to do that, I feel like it is done a little bit poorly.
Or just because it's so quick that it's almost like not tested quick, like well enough.
They just don't care. It's like, just get it out there, get it out there. Mm-hmm. I've never had an app. I don't know. It's just an interesting transition between pictures and videos just because I've never really had an app be like we're going to make you make videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, honestly, like even like I posted a photo the other day and the impressions are like how many people see your content, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that nowadays, like you post a photo, even the photo is like fucking fire. It could be the best photo you've ever taken in your whole life. The impressions are lower because it's not being pushed out to people. Whereas like, let's say you posted a reel or a video, that does get pushed out like to the people that actually follow you.
Yeah.
Like let's say I'll get like on a reel, I'll get like 500,000 views and that same amount of impressions. But on a photo, I'll get like 1/5 of that, 1/4 of that. Because the photo impressions are much less than the video impressions are.
It's just crazy. I talked to an influencer on the trip. I won't throw out any names, but this was a large influencer. And they said, let me tell you this. In LA, if you bring up Instagram.
Ooh, you're opening a can of worms.
The conversation gets nasty.
A journey.
People literally will immediately be like, I hate that app. Like,
and we're like nice about it.
We are being nice about it.
Like, but like people are fucking.
If you even bring up like Instagram, like people go in, even on this brand trip we just went on, you know, it was brought up and everybody had an eye roll, was just frustrated. Yeah. So frustrated. Mm-hmm. And that's when one person said, how is it possible that I got 500,000 likes one day and the next day 80,000 likes? Like, how is that possible?
It doesn't make sense.
And you can go in your insights and see that they didn't share the second picture. So it's almost like they're like, we gave you one picture.
We want a video now.
You're not getting two. Which that's a weird
It doesn't
form.
Make any
it
sense.
It doesn't. It's frustrating. That's what makes it hard.
It makes it hard for the influencer. But also I'm sure it makes it hard for like every person too. Like let's say people like to get likes on photos. It's not like it's just influencers that get likes on photos. Like
everyone
wants to get likes on photos. Everyone wants their shit shared. It's not like they don't,
People lose followers all the time on there.
Totally.
It's just gone wild. And it was interesting. I've seen multiple TikToks of people saying like, why Instagram's going down or why we no longer, which that alone, that conversation that keeps spiking is something to think about. Like,
what are they saying them? The TikTok ones.
Pretty much what we're saying.
Got it. Just exactly what we're saying.
Pretty much what we're saying. And I'm going to say this. The culture on TikTok is raw. It's real. It's funny. The culture on Instagram is painted picture life that people, your fantasy. You're putting out a fantasy. And that's always kind of been the culture.
Right.
Anything more real and more funny and more like raw you can get on TikTok, it performs
YouTube
better.
YouTube as well. Very much that.
It performs so much better.
But the thing is, maybe Instagram is trying not to have that culture anymore.
But I
maybe
feel like with their reels, the reason they're not performing like TikTok and taking off is because it's the same culture just put in video form.
Got it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. So. I feel like that actually makes a lot of sense because I feel like the culture is this whole like, oh, well, you're just an edited photo on Instagram, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, Well, then is it not the same exact thing when you do reels?
Yeah, it's turned in. It's just like the video form of the fantasy life, which people are not as engaged with, of course, as what they're seeing on TikTok.
It's also a lot harder to navigate on Instagram. Whereas like TikTok, you literally are on like a For You page. You can just keep scrolling forever. You can do that on the Reels page. You can, but it's just
so different
because there's so much more on the app that you can do. Whereas like TikTok is like, that's the one thing that they do and they do it well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even wish, I'm like, you know what? Do you know what I like about Instagram a lot? I love their messaging. Like I love the messaging DMing. And the DMing. Like,
the DMing.
I like that a lot. I like that you can like add gifts to it. You can do voice notes. You can do all these different things.
Their voice notes are great too.
It's great. And it's also even more clear than an iPhone. I don't even know how they did that.
That's one strong point on Instagram. It might keep them more alive. Communicative. Is the communication. People use that. Yes,
and the
that.
Shareability of stuff.
Yeah, the shareability. But TikTok's got a really good shareability too. Oh,
so great.
Too.
But like, because the fact that you can like just easily send
stories.
And, yeah, stories.
If they allow it.
Mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier in that way. So I do wish that they would kind of like,
I think, you know, the thing is things. It just hurts because I think this was everybody's favorite app for a long time. It was like everybody's
favorite
app.
It's one that everyone used for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because like, it's not even that I don't want to make video content for Instagram. It's not even that.
We have to make it either way.
We have to make it either way. I mean, I'm literally a YouTuber. We're literally YouTubers. Uh-huh. Like we make video content for a living, but it's just different when you have an app that you have been on for me, 9 years.
I've been on since 2012, so whatever that means. 10 years.
So it's when you've been on it for so long, you're just so used to like this certain way of like things being done. Mm-hmm. And when they're like, oh, we're just gonna flip the rug underneath you, it's like, oh God, it's like jarring.
It's interesting. It's like they knew because they have the now where you can turn your likes off, which I do feel like that was helpful for people because totally. They were like, we're not going to be sharing your pictures anymore.
Might
so
as well turn off your likes.
You might as well just go ahead and turn this off.
It's true though.
I feel like that's like, clearly Instagram is a popularity contest. Mm. And so maybe that's their way of trying to diffuse that a little bit and make it more like a TikTok app. But also the difference is, so the culture on TikTok is to follow strangers, to comment on people's stuff that you don't know. Like yeah. You just tag your friends or you comment yeah. That's funny. Like you don't have to know the person.
Yeah.
Or I'll share someone's video that I think's funny and send it to you. Mm-hmm. On Instagram,
you're not following them,
that would be so weird
yeah.
If I just like went on some girl's page that I didn't know and started leaving all these comments and mm-hmm. Let's say she has like 100 followers and I'm just like all over her page, but on TikTok that's normal,
super normal.
So then you have this collaboration that's encouraged on TikTok, whereas on Instagram that's just not the vibe there.
But they want it
and Instagram like, clearly it's wants that's that not happening. Yeah. I don't know how to make that happen.
I don't either. I just don't think that IG is going to become TikTok.
I don't either.
Like I think that every app's trying to be TikTok right now and it's very strange.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just not going to happen.
You're right. I will say this, and I've told many TikTokers this, because there's a lot of speculation. Is TikTok something that's going to come and go really fast? Like Vine did, like Musical.ly did. And there's been MySpace.
Tons of things go in and out all the time.
Come blew up really fast, got really big. And
what
then,
did?
No, I'm just saying things Come.
What do you like, say?
Come in.
It just sounded so funny.
You're like, what app?
What?
I didn't download
I was like,
that.
What come really quick? Okay.
But I feel like there's just been so many. So now there's speculation. TikTok blew up so fast. Is it going to be here forever? Is this short lived?
It's harder when it's like, the thing is, like, if it's a fast blow up, it's a fast burnout.
Every time.
That's usually what, and that's like not even just when it comes to like apps, that comes to like influencers.
That comes to influencers too.
Like all the time, like if there's a quick blow up, it can be a quick burnout if you don't just kind of.
I cannot tell you how many TikTokers that have conversed with me about social media, because obviously we're OGs.
Right.
And the first thing I say, to be honest with them, is say, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Do more. Get on YouTube. Because YouTube is the app that has truly withstood. YouTube and Twitter have withstood the test of time.
The test of all time. Twitter, iconic.
YouTube, iconic.
The thing is also, you guys, like, realistically, when it comes to, like, being an influencer, doing it for a full-time living, YouTube pays you well for what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whereas, like, let's say we're talking about creator funds in some capacity, where whether it's a TikTok creator fund or Instagram creator fund, like, what they pay you, the app, is so minimal in comparison to what you could be getting paid on YouTube or getting paid in, you know, other platforms. Let's say, I don't know, even OnlyFans or Patreon, whatever it might be. Like, you need to go where you can make your living.
And two, I feel like YouTube, you build a family.
Yeah.
These other apps, you build an audience.
Totally.
But YouTube, it's like a wholesome family that you build on there. You build people that watch. People watch your long form content, they fuck with you. And it's
full
like,
fam, they fuck baby, with us heavy.
I mean, it's like a strong, hardcore audience. And I'm like, it's honestly the best audience you're ever going to have.
It's the best.
So like, I'm like, I understand YouTube is 10 times the work and I understand that it's going to take a lot of your time. Yep. And it is, I would say out of all the apps, the hardest to grow on.
It's nowadays
so hard.
Baby.
It's hard because
it's fucking hard,
but nothing easy is worth having. So like blowing up overnight, keep doing it, sweetie. You're doing totally amazing. But like then take that. And my recommendation is to get on YouTube and just put the work in, make it happen, because that's where the real difference shows.
They fall for you though. Like as a human being, like
they
on
get to
YouTube,
know you
they get
on
to
a
know
deep
you
level because mm-hmm. of that long, like I like feel like, I don't know. It's like so cool. Like I will make YouTube videos and vlogs and like I'll post something on my TikTok or Instagram and they'll be like, oh, liking your video, blah, blah, blah. Like it's like so cool.
Oh, totally.
It's same, so cool.
Dude, I'll say a story, let's say on TikTok and like, oh, I'm on the full fam. I already know it. Like they're away. Like they know.
And it's like
YouTube knows.
It's like they're with you on this journey, mm-hmm. like full force YouTube family.
Yes.
So also like I filmed a TikTok the other day with Ty and it was talking about like ways to save money and then I disappear. It's
yes.
just like funny.
Yes.
And everybody was talking about how much they're like, bitch, we know you golf. But that came from YouTube.
But I came from YouTube. How they've known that on TikTok.
But when I get so happy when people do that, because I'm like, my YouTube family is here.
Absolutely. Like, I completely agree. I think that on TikTok, it's so so this is the thing. A video can go viral and no one know who you are.
Yep.
That's true tea. When it comes to TikTok, on Reels, anything like that, that really short form content, you can have a video blow up overnight, get 50 million views on one video.
I feel like you have much of a less chance of that happening on Reels though.
I have to
just throw that
no,
out
No, I completely agree. I completely agree. But like my Reels with the watermelon.
But that was like one.
Once
but
in a lifetime.
How many of your TikToks have blown up?
I mean, multiple. That's, you know, I will say on the Reels though, it's my most viewed video I've ever had.
Wow.
With, even on TikTok too. It's like 14 million views on it.
Wow.
Crazy. But what I was saying is that like something can blow up like that in that capacity, but it doesn't mean when people know who you are or they fall for you. Like if you want to become like, you know, say a career out of this, right? It's like, how are you going to be able to monetize that in some way or shape or form?
Right.
It's impossible because people don't know you. It's shared, but who are you as a human being?
Right.
Like why do people even care?
Yeah.
Other than your funny random video.
Right. Which potentially could fizzle out.
Mm-hmm.
And I want these new creators to have longevity. So I give them the best advice that I can possibly think of that would help them. But I also give vice versa advice. Like YouTubers are like, what do you think of TikTok? I'm like, get on the
Absolutely.
App.
Absolutely.
What are you waiting for? I can't figure it out. Baby, yes, you can.
You can. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Listen, if you want to figure it out, you will
figure
it out.
You'll figure it out. Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You just got to invest a little more time into it. So like I give advice going both ways, I think.
Absolutely. And like I'm always also, you know, wanting to hear advice from people like other creators and things mm-hmm. that they're doing to continue off in their career too. And it's so funny because I get asked questions literally almost every single day.
Me too. I think part of it's because one, we're OGs. Two, we're active on every single platform.
Yep.
Whereas a lot of people eventually quit YouTube or mm-hmm. quit a platform or two and only stick to one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we went through drama. So they have witnessed
a lot of
us kind of navigate all of
it. And we have a podcast now.
And we have a podcast.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, how the fuck are we doing this?
I don't know.
Like, sometimes I really do think that.
Maybe we should quit. Wait,
but like, I'm like, I was like, wait, is this why people quit?
This is why people quit.
And it's not even that I'm not overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed sometimes. Absolutely, I totally do. But it's something that I think it's because I have a passion as you with for what we do.
That's probably what connects us in some way too, a level of connection, like our same passion for the content creation and being in this game and doing this thing.
I really think that because of what we do is like it's brought us closer too because we like help each other in some capacity
and like we're kind of like on the same wave with like really getting in there and being a part of this thing on social media, you know, not just doing like one piece, not shading or saying it's bad to do, you know, do what makes you happy and like what you can do, but like me and you are in it.
Well, yeah, I think that's just, I think it's, I always tell people too, I'm like, you got to diversify your content.
Mm-hmm.
Be on all the platforms, do what you can on everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way to grow in different ways. Cause it's not just like you in one way here. Like for example, me on my YouTube content, it's a little bit more beauty focused, a little bit more like lifestyle-y in that way. But like for me on TikTok and sometimes IG Reels, I do like more funny stuff.
I have a request, not that anyone from YouTube is listening, but maybe who knows they are. shorts. What's going on?
What is going on?
I have one request for YouTube. Can you guys just like take the shorts off of our homepage, off the feed, and make a shorts tab?
Please, there's a shorts tab.
Yeah, but they're still cluttering. Because when I go to someone's YouTube page, I'm on YouTube to watch long form content. Same. That's just what I'm there for.
Same.
I have so much trouble actually finding their full videos because sometimes there'll be so many shorts to dig through.
Or when you're scrolling through your subscription feed and it's the black bars and it's just like the little
and like, it's like boom, boom, and you can't find like actual long form YouTube videos. So it's a little frustrating. So that's my only.
I couldn't agree more, to be honest. I wish that it was a little bit easier to navigate and just like not have those there. Have it in its own section.
Every time.
Like, or if you want to see like the shorts from the creators that you follow, have a little section for that. Like, oh, like just shorts.
Subscription click on shorts on their homepage. Here's their long form. Here's their short step. I would upload more shorts if that were the case.
Same, because I don't want to annoy people.
I don't want to annoy people.
I don't want to annoy people on my fucking home feed. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to annoy them. I'm not going to upload that.
Because that's not what
shorts.
YouTube's about, uploading like 3 times a day. Yeah.
No.
That's not
no,
whatever it's ever been about. So that's like a really hard concept. And I feel like that's not what the subscriber likes because they get notified every time you get upload. So it's like uploading 5 times a day. No one wants, you're going to lose your notifications.
Oh, for sure. And the thing is, they won't post it for, like, it won't go to the sub feed.
No.
It won't do any of that stuff. So I'm like, no, I just don't want to. Shorts and I
feel like if shorts became its own entity on YouTube, that it could be something.
It'd be fucking sickening.
I would upload a lot more shorts.
Oh, me too.
That's what's holding me back.
If it didn't clutter up my sub feed, I would upload more shorts.
That's
1 million
right there.
%.
And the page, the homepage. You go under videos, it's just like black boxes. You see black boxes everywhere. And then like every now and again.
Go to a short section. I want to go to a short section. I bet they're working on that.
I bet they
have gotten that feedback before.
I'm putting it out there.
Me too. But I can't imagine that they would not have heard that in some capacity by other creators. I've been doing it for a long time. There's like, hey, we don't want the feed to be cluttered. The end. I wouldn't want it. I don't like seeing it.
Me either.
And the thing is, I think shorts could be really, really great if there's a separate section for them. And I'll upload them sometimes here and there.
Me too.
But I wish it wasn't like how it is now currently.
Because I don't want my page like that.
Me neither. I want it to be normal videos. Because
I work 10 times harder on my long form. Like, I work so hard. I don't want that to be buried out by these little short videos.
Totally.
I just don't want that.
I completely agree. I couldn't agree more. Okay, guys. So we'll do a quick break real quick and we'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and
authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Back, guys, we're gonna do trivia. We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back. It's gonna be a quick little moment, you guys. I love my competitive nature. I love some trivia.
I'll be more competitive today.
Yay!
All right, so what are we gonna do? What's the winner get? What's the loser?
We should
punishment.
Post on IG story something.
Yes, stories or a tweet.
Oh, a tweet
like
would be really funny.
I'm like, Laura's the prettiest person I've ever seen in my entire life. Something like that. For if I lose.
So since today has to do with social media, we should be like, we have to share someone else's TikTok or whatever it may be onto Twitter.
Okay.
And say
okay.
something about it.
Yes.
Just
yes.
outrageously.
Okay, perfect. I love that.
Okay.
And we'll do it the day this gets uploaded. So
okay. So you guys
you'll see it on our
yeah. Twitter.
It'll make sense.
We'll share a piece of content.
Okay, perfect. Love
okay,
it.
Okay, guys. Today we're doing a Disney trivia.
I love it. Yeah! I love it. I wanna do I always want to do Disney trivia.
So I have you 10 questions. Are we ready?
I guess
yes,
so.
I'm so excited.
Okay, guys, question number one. This is an easy one.
This is a Disney adult. I'm nervous.
I'm not a Disney adult.
Yes, you are.
Laura likes Disney.
She does.
Too,
well, the thing is, I'm not a Disneyland goer. I am a Disney adult, I guess, but I'm not a Disneylander.
No, nope, me either. That shit's crowded, man.
I can't. All right,
softballing you this first one. What does Hakuna Matata mean? Wow, the blank stare on Manny's face.
Hey. I had a moment.
Ready?
Almost. Means no worries
for the rest of your days. Hey. We best get a point. Manny.
All
right.
Okay, cool.
Job,
oh my
guys.
God, Laura, look at us getting one right
good
each.
Job.
Hey, it's finally our category.
If we didn't get that, though,
yeah,
you have to
you'd
leave.
Have been judged.
Yeah, I would have been judged very heavily on
all
that
right,
one.
All right, question number two, and I'll take a first name on this. Who first is the name. Fashion designer in The Incredibles?
The silence is loud.
I guess.
Is. Edna Mode.
I'm an Elba.
No.
Edna. Okay, I was
Edna
close.
Mode.
You were
you don't
close,
get it, though.
But you don't
all
get
right,
it.
I gave
you
Minnie's
were close,
point.
Though.
It's you. Do you guys? Do you know why you know that so well? It's because I just on my way back watched Incredibles 2.
You cheated!
It's not cheating.
He cheated.
It's not cheating. I watched
Manny
it on
got
the flight.
The last name and everything.
Dang.
I did because I literally just watched it. Where she all babysat right. Jack.
Question number three. What are the names of the seven dwarfs in Snow White?
Oh,
this one's
fuck.
Hard. Whoever gets the most
okay.
wins this one. If you can't get all seven, that's fine.
Okay, this is actually a really hard one. Oh my God, why am I literally starting to name reindeer? I literally always put Dasher.
Prancer.
Dude. Okay, honestly, I'm not good at this one, you guys. This is not my forte.
Just gonna play sound effects.
We should play sound effects while we're doing it. Wait. Tyler, I'm dead.
I want this one.
What's going on?
That's what's happening in Maddie's brain right now.
It really what's actually going is. On?
You wanna hear what's happening in Laura's brain?
Yes.
Wait, not that one. There we go.
That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Guys, I don't know this one.
I don't either. I'm doing so bad. I only wrote down three.
I wrote down three.
What'd
I put sleepy.
Get?
Yep.
Dopey.
Yep.
And nosy.
I put happy, sappy, and Craig.
Craig.
What
Craig!
The hell, Laura?
I feel like Craig could be thrown in there.
Okay, Manny got sleepy and dopey.
I got
nosy.
Sleepy and
you
dopey
said
too.
Nosy. Nosy is not correct.
I know.
Is happy
it's
or
sneezy?
Wait, is happy or sappy?
Happy is
happy.
One.
I got three then.
Would you say, Laura?
Sleepy, happy,
sleepy, happy,
dopey, sappy, dopey. Craig.
Oh, Laura got this one. Good job, honey.
I'm devastated. Hey. Not the Craig.
Craig.
Not the
this
fuck.
Is me being competitive.
There we go.
I forgot the word.
You're like, I've never been this before. I don't even know what that means.
I was like,
I love it. That was good. That was good. Laura, good job.
Yeah.
All right. I should have known that. Number four.
All right.
Bitch.
Who said fish are friends, not food?
The silence. Okay, I got it.
No.
Silence is loud, though.
Wait.
If this isn't right, I'm going to fucking hurl myself off this second story building. Yes, I will.
I don't know. I put Nemo.
I put Bruce.
Bruce is the correct answer.
Wait,
the shark. The big shark.
The big shark.
Oh, because he was in therapy.
He's in fish therapy.
Yeah, he was like in Alcoholic Anonymous.
But Nemo was the movie, so that was really good.
I was getting close.
You were in good
waters.
At first,
I put the seagull from Little Mermaid.
Scuttle.
Scuttle.
How do you remember that name?
I know.
I love it. I love Scuttle.
All right, question number five. What name does Mulan pick for herself while pretending to be a man?
You know, I watched this last night.
And yep.
I watched Mulan last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, but I don't remember.
And that's why Tyler gave us that question.
No, because I don't know the answer.
I was testing Laura.
Okay, I'm just going to put this, and I don't know if I'm right. I'm pretty sure I'm wrong.
Laura, you want to try something?
Let me just think for 1 second.
Mulan.
Oh, I just don't know.
I know. Are you going to write anything?
I don't know. I put how. It's like...
I put Yao.
No, sorry. Wrong one.
Both of us?
I keep on getting it wrong. Yeah.
What is it?
I need to write these down. It's Ping.
Ah!
Ping! I'm devastated.
I knew that too, dude. At first,
I put something
foo. I remember it was like... I was
Ping.
Soft. Ping. I do remember.
People are
Ping.
The Disney adults watching this, and Disney anyone is going to be fucking screaming at us.
They're screaming.
All right, Manny, if you get this one wrong.
Don't do that to me. I hate when you do that.
This one wrong? All right, question number six. Who is Miguel's idol in Coco?
Miguel's idol?
Yeah.
What do you mean idol?
The guy that he looked up to.
Oh,
maybe.
I don't know his fucking name either.
Wow.
Wait. Okay, I'm going to put this, but I don't know if it's correct. What are you putting down, Laura Lee? Give it to us. I'm putting Manuel.
I don't know. I got nothing. It's a skeleton that was...
The dude with the fucking hat.
No. Yeah. This was the guy who...
Oh, it's the bad guy.
It was the bad guy in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
His name was Ernesto de la Cruz.
See, I wouldn't have gotten that, though.
How do you guys not remember that?
Like, I don't feel like that was on the tip of my tongue, so I'm okay losing that one.
I literally put my own name.
What's going on?
It's literally Manuel. Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ernesto.
I haven't seen Coco in a while, though, I will say.
Either.
I haven't seen it in a while.
All right.
I love Coco, though.
What's the score?
3-2. I have 3. Laura has 2.
All right. Number 7. Mike and Sully join which fraternity in Monsters University?
How would I know that?
Okay, I'm just going to write this down.
These are not true Disney fans.
All right, I'm writing one down, too. All right, I'm ready. Kappa Pi.
I'm just putting Monsters University.
It was Uzma Kappa.
Yeah, I would
Laura
never.
Was
I
close.
Got Kappa.
Laura, that was really close.
Ooh, is that a half point
How
for
the
Laura?
Fuck are we supposed to know that, Tyler?
Yeah, that one.
Please tell me.
That one
by
was
being
deep.
A Disney fan.
True.
Would you have known that?
Yeah.
You're a fucking lying ass bitch.
Uzma Kappa for life.
Oh my God. No, I bet a lot of people would not know Uzma Kappa.
No way.
Question number 8. Princess Jasmine's tiger is named what?
Fuck.
I know it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Don't.
You have to spell it correctly, too.
Okay. What? Wait.
No, you don't. I'm like, no, you don't.
Fuck, you guys. It's on the tip of my tongue.
All right, show.
Long.
Raja.
Nala.
It's Raja.
And I Nala's spelled it R-A-J-A?
It is R-A-J-A-H.
Oh, I missed H, but I'm still taking my point.
Take the point. I literally knew Nala was wrong.
You guys, me and Manny are tied.
All tied up 3-3.
Are you going to break it here? Or how many are we reading?
We got 2 more.
Okay, perfect.
Holy shit. Right. Holy shit.
We
question
can tie.
Number 9.
Holy shit.
Who was experiment 626? Ooh,
he
Manny wrote that one for it.
No, I want to kick it. No.
I think this is right. I hope it's
Wait,
right.
Wait, let me guess something. Let me guess.
Yes, just guess it. Just
you
guess it.
You guys want a hint?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I got it, I think.
Yeah. Okay, I don't got it. Just go.
I put Stitch.
It's Stitch.
You know what? I didn't watch a lot of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, that's why I
watched
I don't
the
know.
Entire show as well. On,
I didn't.
On Disney.
I don't know why. Because I'm so deep, I don't know why I didn't.
The best Laura can do is tie.
All right, now I can just tie you.
We will have a tiebreaker, though.
Fuck.
Question number 10. What is the cutest little town in Carburetor County?
I know. Ready?
I only know the second part of it.
Radiator Springs.
Springs.
Manny, you are not getting that one.
Buddy. I think I get
you
half.
Tied. No. Laura is got that half? One.
It's Radiator
Laura
Springs.
Laura got half of the...
It's not fair. Cars is like one of Laura's favorites.
It is. I did, but I watched that with you, so...
Ooh. That's true. You know, I've had my first Cars experience recently, though, so I'm not even mad at myself for this one.
Okay, now we get to do a tiebreaker, so it's extra fun.
Okay, hang
I
on.
Also spelled Raider Springs, but in my head it was Radiator. Don't. Don't.
Fuck.
Don't.
Okay.
Let me see.
This was so much fun.
This is probably one of my funnest trivia
this
I've ever had.
This is the funnest trivia ever.
I love this trivia. I want to only do...
Do you guys want a hard one or an easy one?
Easy.
Easy. Definitely that way we easy. Break the tie.
Yeah. With one of us has to know it.
We both get it right or wrong.
We have to know. I want to know. Can you show me? I want to know about the strangers like me. What movie is that from? That's the question.
No, it's not. He's cheating.
High School Musical.
No, it's Tarzan.
Didn't know
that. I want to know. Can you show me? I want to know about the strangers like me. You know what I'm talking about?
Ty, what's going on?
Tyler.
I'm trying to find a good one.
Oh. Wow.
Just
read us a fucking thing.
You just want me to read a random one?
Yeah.
What year did Disneyland open?
Okay, no. We're doing one easier.
I agree, because we're both going to get that
What's the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? You don't know.
I don't know.
Fuck, I'm trying to find one that you guys would be able to answer.
You're mean.
Wait, is it Bruno?
No.
Dang.
No. That was my bulldog.
Okay, here's one. One of you guys should know this.
Okay.
What is the name of Andy's neighbor in Toy Story?
I feel like I'm going to put something, but I don't know.
I'm writing this. I'm not 100%, but I'm going to write it. Ready to reveal?
Spike.
Sid.
It's Sid.
It's Sid.
Yeah! Oh! You're close, Laura.
No!
Wait, Tyler, what was the name of the dog in Peter Pan? It was like something with, it's like a girly name.
It was Nana.
Nah,
I remember that.
I remember that now. Five to four.
Great win, Manny.
I feel faint.
I love it.
I feel faint.
This is the competitiveness coming out in Laura.
Yeah, he wanted me to be competitive.
Do you know why though? It's because it's like Disney's easier to be competitive with in a weird way, because like we actually know a lot of the questions.
Yeah.
Maybe so next one we'll do a Marvel trivia.
Yeah.
I will definitely
Manny would
lose
kick your
in
ass.
That one. Yeah.
I would actually win. So we have to make it more fair for Laura.
Yeah.
Let's definitely win that one. X-Men trivia.
No, she wouldn't do that one either.
Let's do...
What's Laura good at? That's a shorter list.
Makeup trivia.
I'm like, makeup trivia.
Yay.
That does not sound fun.
Not at all.
Like, what the fuck?
It'd be like, what year did Estee Lauder establish itself? That's the question.
Who's the owner, CEO of Maybelline?
Literally. I'm like, I don't know. That was good. I love the Disney trivia.
All right, guys.
There's a game that's called Disney Trivia. That's why it's fun.
I played it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really fun.
That's it for today's video, guys.
We'll see you next time.
We love you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, like, review, anything. We're delusional right now. It's episode number 2 of the day.
We'll see you next time.
We love you. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories?
Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.